Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in on this Intel update. Larry, how are you doing on the mountaintop?
Oh, just watching it thunderstorm and weird weather.
Yeah, we got some news here. I think we should cover maybe first. This comes from a Hal Turner website, and it's not vetted, but it seems like it is to a degree. But I wanted to read it, get your take on this, because it seems like this, if this is true, the chances for a false flag are increasing very, very drastically. Anyway, this is what it says. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats have been summoned to the White House for a 3:30 or 3 o'clock p.m. meeting today to receive an order directly from the President of the United States. President Trump's tweeted demand for an investigation will be conveyed as an order during that meeting, and wait until you hear what the order says. Now, have you heard anything about this, about them being summoned?
Yeah, I can confirm that's accurate and that's true. One America News and Fox News has been covering the summoning, and the meeting has already occurred. So we don't have any details, but that did happen.
Okay, here's what he continues with. So if the first part is true, probably the rest of it is. The order will task a full-scale criminal investigation of the espionage perpetrated during Obama administration by the FBI and other U.S. agencies in collusion with intelligence assets of foreign governments, the United Kingdom, against 2016 Trump for a presidential campaign in violation of the United States laws and the criminal misuse of government resources to influence an election. So in other words, they've been accusing the communists of doing it when they themselves were the ones that were doing it, and that is the mark of communists. That's what communists always do. They're guilty, but they point the finger at everybody else and tell everybody else they're the ones that are guilty. But anyway, this is what the order is supposed to be. To wit, a request by former President Barack Obama for the British Intelligence Agency, known as MI6, to engage in electronic signals and telephonic interception inside the United States of America against American citizens and political entities without probable cause or a court order or search warrant in violation of Title XX 20, United States Code subsection 40, I guess, the granting of access to British intelligence to top secret United States National Security Agency facilities in Fort Meade, Maryland, and elsewhere to facilitate such warrantless electronic signals, telephonic interception without probable cause, court order, or search warrant in violation of Title 20 United States Code 40. One of my former colleagues in the intelligence community commented, "War with the deep state has just broken out into the public," while a separate colleague was even more blunt. I'm not going to use the word he used, but it just got real. Trump just went into commander of chief's kick your butt mode. Seven other former colleagues of mine from the intelligence community confirmed today's developments, and all of them concur with this assessment. This is to strip Barack Obama of his presidential pension, Secret Service protection, and then imprison him along with Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Lynch, and others. This is huge. So what is that about, do you think?
Well, I do know that the breaking news I posted on my blog today from Fox News, where was Barack? Trump turns up the heat on Obama, Brennan, amid claims campaign may have been infiltrated by Obama feds. So there you go. I think we're turning the corner here.
So I guess my fear is, doesn't this mean that a false flag, if they're going to do one, they're going to have to do it? Don't you think?
Yeah, to that, Stuart, I would have to say, actually, One American News and actually on Lou Dobbs a while ago, they said that Brennan and Clapper and a number of the deep state people are absolutely running scared and that they believe something is about to happen and this thing is turning. And that meeting did take place, by the way. I have verified that. So this would be a very dangerous time that we've entered into, Stuart. From this evening on, anything could happen.
Yeah, particularly for Trump. I mean, if this is real. But we've heard this before, and that's what bothers me. Remember, they were talking about how everybody went down to Gitmo to open it up, and there were going to be thousands of people put in Gitmo, and on they went. Nothing happened that we know of, let's put it that way. Have you heard any more about that Gitmo situation? I have not.
Most of the data that, matter of fact, there's been a number of reports coming out that QAnon, which was actually one of the people putting out a lot of that data, apparently had been compromised and possibly not as accurate as people thought. So that's enough said about that. But no, I've seen no fruit of any of that data that came out for weeks and weeks about many going to jail. However, that could change, I suppose.
Well, it does sound anonymous.
Stuart,
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing that would be serious about this is if Trump gives Rosenstein and you know, the head of the FBI and others a direct order, to not follow that order is an immediate case of insubordination, and he can literally fire them.
That may be what he's up to. He's got him between a rock and a hard place. He's got him in a vice. They're playing with somebody that has played in big business for many, many, many years. And I'm sure Donald knows the dark side of humanity very, very well. So they're playing with somebody that kind of like playing with Putin, you know, like you have said for quite a while. Putin is a wild card. Netanyahu's a wild card. Trump's a wild card. You really never quite know what they're going to do next. So, anyway, moving on. Arizona exercise based on post-quake exodus from California. And I'm bringing this up because of what's going on in Hawaii. Government agencies, businesses, and other organizations in Arizona plan to participate in an exercise to practice how the state would respond to a migration of 400,000 people following a catastrophic earthquake in Southern California. And this is right out of the government themselves. So why do you suppose all this is coming out now? I mean, the timing is suspicious.
I'll tell you what. You remember that movie 10.5 Apocalypse? Where the catastrophic stuff hit California. Remember, that's exactly what they did. Hundreds of thousands of people were fleeing eastward from California, trying to find ground they could stand on that was safe. And as a matter of fact, let me read this, get your opinion on it.
Yes.
Dan Dale's website has a post up that's, I suppose, unvetted pretty much, but a lot of reports are coming out that are close to this. His headline says, government GPS sensors indicate two-thirds of entire southern flank of Hawaii's island breaking off, possible a Pacific-wide mega tsunami. So that warning just came out today, actually.
Yeah. Well, the West Coast would be destroyed. And what a lot of people probably don't realize is something like that occurred because they do spread out and they go virtually in all directions, finally. Would that not take out Kwajalein and what's that other island where we have military on? That was, can't think of the name of it, no. Guam. That would probably take out Guam as well.
Yeah, plus we would get a possible destructive blow to our whole West Coast naval and marine and army base areas.
Well, a lot of people don't realize it or don't think about it, even though it's you know, because Hawaii is so far away, you don't really think about it as being part of the United States, but it is a United States state, and we are under judgment. And therefore, in fact, I think one of the prophecies talked about that somebody gave. I don't ask people to believe any of those prophecies, but it's kind of interesting what they're coming up with. Anyway, here's a little more of what, and this is Hal Turner again. For weeks, I have been feverishly trying to get government GPS reading from satellite GPS monitors on Hawaii to find out what the scientific data actually proves about the ongoing eruption of Kilauea volcano on Hawaii. I needed these irrefutable factual data sources to track a landmass called the Helena Slump. Now, you and I talked about that a little earlier, and they say that is actually moving now.
That's right.
So, which is a large, unstable land area that could fall into the Pacific, causing a cataclysmic tsunami for the U.S. West Coast and elsewhere. Getting the government to turn over the data was like pulling teeth. They simply do not want this data released. Late yesterday, which was on Friday, I guess, and well after close of business, I came into possession of the factual government data, and I can't say how. Sounds like Stan. Now I know why the feds don't want this information out. It's not just the Helena slump is in danger of falling off Hawaii. It is the entire southwestern flank of the Big Island. About two-thirds of the southwest coast of the Big Island of Hawaii is breaking off towards the Pacific Ocean, and it's not moving slowly anymore. Now, I don't know where he got that information from. To continue, it says, if this section of the island does break off and plunge into the Pacific in one fell swoop because of the ongoing earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, the west coast of the United States, Mexico, Central, and even much of South America would be utterly destroyed from the beach to perhaps 60 kilometers inland. If that took place, San Diego, L.A., San Francisco, well, I would think all up and down, even Seattle and all those would be wiped out. What do you think?
Well, I think we're going to have to watch now. What's interesting, too, and I'd like your opinion here, Stuart, is we're getting more and more reports. Dutch Sense and a number of people that watch closely are warning about Iceland. They're warning about the Canary Islands. They're warning about the volcanoes in Mexico waking up, and there's a lot of reports coming in about these situations that are arising.
Yeah, I know that Iceland, there's been a vast uptick in earthquake activity around their major volcanic areas, and this is all really part of the prophecies of Edgar Cayce and whatnot. I'm not asking people to believe it, but you know, there is changes that are starting to happen now are preliminaries to the crustal shift, the pole shift, and we've already got the magnetic shift well underway. So I guess it's just kind of a heads-up warning, and watch Hawaii closely. Now, here's something that Holly Deo said. We can find no secondary source that corroborates this scenario. He's talking about Hal Turner's statements. However, this area does match USGS current map of the East Rift Zone and fissures, a tsunami generated due to a massive landslide into the ocean. Can and does happen. Then she says, think Lituya Bay, Alaska, 1958. And I've seen some videos of that. It was horrendous. The possible Kilauea slide presents the same catastrophic scenario as the east coast of the United States should the Cumbre-Vieja, I guess, volcano slip off in a similar chunk of land on La Palma into the ocean. So this is kind of interesting in view of a lot of the prophecies that we've had. And remember the bots? I think it was, you know, it's Cliff High. But I think that was back in 2014 or so. And I looked for it, but I couldn't find it right away. He talked about an ocean event, a coastal ocean event, and that people were going to be fleeing for their lives. Massive, and I do mean massive, hundreds of thousands of people migrating out of those areas. And that was both East Coast, and I believe now what he's talking about is probably the West Coast. And do you remember Dr. Doom on Art Bell told everybody to leave the coastal areas of the United States?
I remember that.
Do you suppose they've known about this for a long time? I can't imagine they don't with the technology.
I wouldn't be surprised at all that they've already, or possibly they've remote viewed the incident. But remember what Art Bell said when he talked about that. Art Bell said, well, they won't listen. They won't leave the coast.
Well, I saw an article where now the roads have cut everybody off in Hawaii. And now people are beginning to get injured, I guess, from the lava and whatnot.
Yeah. And
have you heard any more?
Yeah. A lot of the roads are cut off, and the only way they can evacuate you, from what I hear now, is by helicopter, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, because they've got to fly in between these fissures, which could erupt at any moment into a massive volcanic eruption. This reminds me of that ne'er-do-well erstwhile Noise, because she is the one who said not only were there going to be gigantic rifts developed, gigantic sinkholes that would actually eat up, swallow whole towns, but you know, it was just going to keep getting worse. And even places that were not known for volcanic activity, whatever, were going to suddenly be volcanic in their nature. And on and on and on she went. But this is all part of this so-called Phoenix Rising, which is interesting because if you go to the back of the dollar bill and the Phoenix bird, I don't know if it's the front or the back. I can't remember right now. I don't have it in front of me. But that's not the eagle. That's a phoenix bird. And that's the New World Order. So when she's talking about phoenix rising, she's talking about the earth changes that accompany the New World Order that's coming. So very, very interesting. What else you got, Larry? You want to talk
about?
Well,
I got something I'd kind of like your comment on a brand new SpaceDaily.com breaking report. It says interstellar object Oumuamua, which was actually 2015 BZ509 object, and you've seen the images, says is now in Jupiter's orbit. Says, what a mystery. Said this object, this interstellar object, moves in a reverse orbit near Jupiter, known as a retrograde orbit. What do you think, Stuart? An interstellar object that came in and was moving through our solar system is now in orbit in reverse at Jupiter.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because there was speculation by the scientists when they were viewing this thing, and they openly stated they weren't sure what it was, whether it was actually an asteroid or perhaps under intelligent control or what. Now, I have read in the past, and I know people think this is totally off the wall, probably couldn't possibly be true, but usually the truth is actually stranger than fiction, was that there were some, space stations, huge space stations, parked in the rings of Saturn. And, of course, Jupiter also likewise has some parked areas, they think, as well. So, who knows?
Well, let me ask you this, Stuart, and I'll remind you of it. You remember the Russian or the Soviet orbiter, you know, that went to Phobos? And
yes.
Remember the object, the picture of the object it took before it stopped working? Wasn't that similar to this interstellar object?
It was very similar, and it's kind of like the Mona Lisa spaceship that they found on the moon.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was Buzz Aldrin or who it was, but they sent up a mission to go inside and examine it, and they found these, I don't know what you could call them, mummified, but yet not wrapped up or anything, some sort of mummification of a lady pilot, I guess, is
hey,
what she sure. was. Yes.
She was not mummified. I've read the data from Spanish investigator that actually talked to some of the people involved. It was a joint Russian and U.S. mission, an Apollo mission, and her name is Mona Lisa. They recovered it. They found the suit she was wrapped in was a computer device. The whole thing was wrapped around her and keeping her body in stasis, and they supposedly, if the story's true, revived her and brought her back on that mission to Earth.
Wow, so that means they've got her. That would be interesting. I know that they know an awful lot more than they're ever going to let know. I know, here again, you got that ne'er-do-well no-eyes. But she's the one who said that the government has known about all this for years and years and years. And it got the general public so mad, so angry, that they weren't informed, they weren't told. And I know, you know, Dr. Greer, Stephen Greer, has got this disclosure project, but Noah says there is not going to be any disclosure other than the aliens themselves. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I was trying to look for that prophecy where I think the island was mentioned in it. Here's something. I said North Korea was a trap. This is the Lord speaking, so at least that's what he claims. It has now been set and will spring soon. Watch Israel. The more she moves, the angrier the world becomes. Soon all the nations will hate her and want her destroyed. As I squeeze the earth like a ball, pressure will continue to build. This refers, he says, back to the vision the Lord gave me in 2017 when he was speaking about the coming earthquakes, and he showed me the earth in the palm of his hand, and he began to apply pressure and squeeze the earth. It looks similar to how you would hold a tennis ball and start to squeeze it. More and more cracks will appear on the land. That's what Noah said. More volcanoes will erupt, not just in the Ring of Fire, but in various places. Strong storms will rage over land and water, and people will be heard saying, "Isn't this the strangest weather?" You'd think that you'd say it more than that. But I don't know if this is the one that's got the Hawaiian thing. What else you got? We got a few minutes left.
Yeah, I was just going to mention right there that Anton Johansson, you know, over 100 years
That's
ago
right.
had prophesied a disquieting inside the earth that would begin to cause trouble on the planet and large tsunamis. And if people's watched the news lately, especially on the internet, we're having cracks all around the world and an upswing in earthquake activity and volcanoes.
Yeah, which is kind of odd for the timing, don't you think? Here we are in the final period of the pivot year, 2018, 2017, 2018. We're closing down on that. And if it means anything, then we should see some really bad stuff begin to happen. And I believe it also has something to do with the approach of the destroyer, which they have fibbed about so much now that people just don't pay any attention to it. But the Bible says it's out there and it's coming. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, have you heard that Pope Francis' latest declaration? Matter of fact, it's Drudge Headlines. It says, Pope Francis, shock revelation, okay to be gay. Says Pope Francis says that God made you like this.
I don't think the Bible would agree with that. But then I don't think the Bible probably agrees a whole lot with Pope Francis. Have you heard any more about his possible resignation?
I found out that he is actually having a summit where he's called all the cardinals in, and it involves pedophilia and a number of problems within the church. But there's also a rumor mill going that he has plans to step down. So we just have to watch a little closer and see.
Wow. Things are happening so fast now all over the world. I don't know, folks. It's a heads up, and there is no escape other than the Lord Jesus Christ. I know people like to think there is an escape, or they like to think that, you know, the Lord's going to grant more time. And I'm not saying he isn't, but with everything that's going on, it sounds like we are entering into a very dangerous, I don't like to laugh, but I'd cry otherwise. Like Larry just said, this is a dangerous, dangerous time. Because if it's true that Trump is going after these people, they have spent trillions of dollars over the years and years and years to bring about their new world order. They're not going to let somebody like Trump get away with it. They're just flat not. The communists have invaded every nook and cranny in American civilization, from the schools all the way up through to the pulpits, everywhere. And the American people let it happen. I'm not sure why they did, but they did. And anything else, Larry? Final word.
Yeah, I was just going to say, keep your eyes on, you mentioned the moves of Israel. Remember yesterday we had talked and I told you that Syria was reporting Israeli warplanes over Beirut and moving into Syria. And today, Debka headline, Iranian electronic warfare facility destroyed with powerful explosions south of Damascus. And said second massive explosion destruction on Iranian assets in 4 days. So there you go.
Well, I guess my question would be, how long will Iran sit there and allow all of their military assets in Syria be destroyed without a counter of some type? I mean, with all the bravado that Putin and the Ayatollahs over there have been mouthing off for a long time, seems like Israel is the only one that's doing anything right now. Have you heard anything from Putin?
Putin's very quiet. The last report I heard was he had asked the Iranians to withdraw out of Syria. The Iranians have refused, and he's now talking some to Trump about all foreign forces possibly leaving Syria. So it looks like to me that Syria is a fuse that's almost lit.
Yeah. Well, this can, folks, you're going to wake up one day and the war is going to be on. Doesn't matter whether it's North Korea. Doesn't matter if it's Iran, Syria, there's going to be an explosion, and we just don't know exactly when it's going to come. This is all under the Lord's hands, even though the rich men think it's under theirs. They're going to learn a lesson that it isn't. Like the Lord said, I have an agenda. He also has a timing agenda, and nothing's going to happen until that agenda is completed. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on for this update. very, very interesting things are going on, folks, and don't think that it's just Hawaii. It's going to come to America. In fact, it's already beginning here. Anyway, good night. Heads up. Take care of yourselves, and hopefully we'll see you Wednesday. Good night.